go on top of the house before they come home from their honeymoon or before they get home from the wedding. Back in old days, there wasn't no such thing as a honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Most of them just went home. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have anywhere to go, no money to carry them.
Yeah.
And they just go home. And then the young people would get together and get their head of them. And stuff the stove flue full of sacks and the chimney full of sacks. So that when they'd build a fire in the fireplace, all the smoke would come out in the house. They'd build a fire in the stove, all the smoke would come out in the house. You'd have to climb up on top of the house and pull the sacks out before, or fix the slats to where they'd fall out of the bed or put cowbells on.
That's not necessarily done just when one of them's been married before?
No, that's not done to the newlyweds. That's, we call it serenading them or initiating them.
Have you ever heard of anything like that done to somebody maybe who's done something that's been very unpopular in the community? Just go over to his house and make a ruckus like that?
Yeah. They'd, they'd kind of like the Ku Klux, you know. They'd,
oh, yeah.
They'd go and burn a cross in front of the house.
If you so happened to run into somebody in Atlanta and you were telling me about it, you would say, well, I saw him
in Atlanta the other day.
Would you ever say over in Atlanta?
Over in Atlanta, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you're telling me about somebody who lives with the Browns, and I want to know where he lives. You'd say he lives
with the Browns.
Lives with the Browns. Mm-hmm. If the Browns lived a couple of houses from me, you would, what would you say?
You'd say the second house.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever say he lives up at the Browns?
Yeah, up at the Browns. Mm-hmm.
Well, if the Browns didn't live just a few houses away, maybe they lived a mile away, mm-hmm. What would you say then? In relation to this house, he lives...
Oh, a couple of miles away.
Oh, just a couple of miles?
Yeah.
Away. Okay. What about if, there was a party going on somewhere and they were creating a lot of noise and making a ruckus, the police might come by and they didn't just arrest one or two of them, you might say they arrested
the whole group.
The whole group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you ever say
a whole bunch, a group?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything other than group? Or they arrested the whole shebang?
The whole shebang. That's an old byword.
Yeah. Or the whole crowd.
The whole crowd.
All right, maybe at a party again, you might have some music. What is it that the young people like to do? You know, they get around on the
dance.
Yeah, dance around on the floor. Do you know any names of particular types of dances?
Well, you got your square dance and your walk, round dance, and jitterbug, and of course the new one, the rock and roll, you know. I don't know what they call it. Uh-huh. It's more like natives over in Africa, by golly, than anything I can describe.
Yeah.
Dancing to the tom-toms. And
mm-hmm. All right, if school gets out at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Closes.
Closes?
Mm-hmm. Closes, okay. Or school is out at 3 o'clock.
Or maybe toward the end of vacation, you might say, well, when does school
begin?
When does school begin? Yeah. Okay. What about... if a boy left home in the morning and he was supposed to go to school, but he didn't show up, you'd say that he did what?
Skip school.
Yeah. Would you call it anything else?
Played hooky.
Yeah, played hooky. You go to school to get what?
An education.
Get an education. Have you ever heard...
Or knowledge.
Have you ever heard a person talk badly about getting that person's trying to get an education?
Yes, I've heard.
So that's not necessary?
That's not necessary. I've gotten by without it.